KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump says the judge in his criminal trial bent over backwards for the prosecution.
The judge allowed them to go into everything that I was ever involved in, not this case, everything that I was ever involved in, which is a first.
Mr. Trump speaking from Trump Tower earlier, he argued the verdict was illegitimate and driven by politics. Meanwhile, one moderate Senate Republican is blasting Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's decision to prosecute the former president. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Susan Collins is a longtime Trump critic, but criticizes Alvin Bragg for what she calls the political underpinnings of his decision to put the former president on trial. She says it's central to the American legal system that charges be brought for alleged criminal misconduct, not because of who the defendant is. In a statement, she writes, "In this case, the opposite has happened. The district attorney, who campaigned on a promise to prosecute Donald Trump, brought these charges precisely because of who the defendant was, rather than because of any specified criminal conduct." Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a spokesperson for the University of California, Santa Cruz, says many people have been arrested at a pro-Palestinian demonstration that has been blocking the main campus entrance for days now. Police in riot gear surrounded protesters to remove an encampment and barricades. The confrontation came a day after arrest at a pro-Palestinian encampment at a Detroit campus. The Israeli military has confirmed its forces are operating in central parts of Rafah in its expanding offensive in the southern Gaza City. The military uncovering Hamas rocket launchers and tunnels and dismantled a weapons storage facility. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 181 points, but the NASDAQ losing 206. This is SRN News. Sex ed classes have started an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmark, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming on Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular dramatization of the life of Christ, says the show will release 2 new episodes a week through the month of June on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of Season 4 was released to theaters earlier this year, streaming was delayed by legal issues. This is SRN News. A Minneapolis police officer killed in what authorities are calling an ambush.
Authorities say Minneapolis police officer Jamal Mitchell was ambushed and killed Thursday while responding to a call of a double shooting at an apartment complex. They say about 2 blocks away from the complex, Mitchell stopped to provide aid to a man who appeared to be a victim in the shooting, but that man wound up shooting the officer. Police say another officer arrived and exchanged gunfire with the shooter, who was killed. Another person, believed to be an innocent bystander, was also shot and is in critical condition, and a firefighter was also shot and injured. I'm Donna Water.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a challenge by one of the most restrictive abortion bans in U.S. history following a lawsuit by women who had serious pregnancy complications. That ruling, the latest decision to uphold the Texas abortion ban. More details at SRNNews.com.